Welcome to episode 2641 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you as you get ready to give yourself permission to slow down. We are at the final episode of our series this week. This has been a week where you have been exploring the art of non-judgment. And I encourage you to make sure you are subscribed so you don't miss a single episode. Meditation is one of the most important things you could do for yourself. And this has even been proven scientifically. And these days, the more peace, energy, and clarity we have, the more we have to share with others. As always, I am so honored by your rating and review of the podcast. It helps me to make this a better experience for you. In today's final episode of our Art of Non-Judgment series, you're going to discover the seventh thought process to help you let go of judging others and judging situations and judging yourself. This week, you've discovered ahimsa, and this is the ancient Indian Sanskrit word that represents non-judgment. And there are two parts to non-judgment, kindness and compassion. It takes seeing life from another person's perspective and the kindness to honor people exactly as they are, to let go of your own judgments. This includes being kinder and more compassionate to yourself. In today's episode, I'm going to guide you, as I always do in the final episode of a series, and I consider this to be one of the most important episodes. This is where you glance back over your week and you reflect on how you lived your life this week, and you focus on how you applied the theme. So, how did non-judgment go for you? I invite you to settle yourself down right this moment. And I want to thank also Anna from Minnesota, the fellow meditator of yours who requested this theme. I would love to hear from you and different themes you may request. You can always send me a direct message on my Sipinome on Instagram. You can also send me an email at mary@sipandom.com. So as you make yourself nice and comfortable, sit up straight, closing your eyes, gently elevating them upwards. Begin to notice where you may hold any tension in your body. And bring to mind the person you were focusing on this week as part of your challenge. And reflect on the ways this week you judged this person. The times when it was difficult to let go of judgment. You may notice that you judged others as well, and it may have been a challenge to let go of this judgment. Without any shame or blame, simply awareness. What were your most challenging times involving judgment? You may notice that it was the little things you judged. It's good to gain awareness of this so that you can stop these spiral of judgments from becoming bigger judgments. Now, as you reflect on your week, consider the times when you were able to manage how you were judging someone. You became aware of it, and maybe you were able to experience more compassion and kindness for this person or this situation. Notice what helped you to open your heart to lessen your judgment. Celebrate all these moments, the times when you became aware of when you were judging, and also the times when you were able to catch yourself and even possibly reverse the way you were judging. These are important, pivotal moments in your life. Celebrate and embrace your successes. Now reflect on the ways you judged yourself this week. Honor that you're noticing the way you're judging yourself. Now notice the times this week when you were able to be more gentle with yourself. You found more compassion and kindness towards yourself. Now I invite you to sit in stillness, celebrating you and all you are, all you've been doing for yourself this week. You are doing such important work. I have so enjoyed sharing this week's series with you. You are so worth slowing down for.